A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the people set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, but the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord. And 'tis a curious word, is it not? What does it mean? And I particularly wonder, what did it mean when it was first written, or for the next 1,000 years? Because, of course, Christians see this as a type of Jesus who, once lifted up, you'd look upon and be saved. But that's 1,200 years after this event. 1,200 years. What did it mean for those 1,200 years? So I looked it up to see in maybe Jewish midrashes or in the Talmud, what does it mean? And of course they point out the obvious. Well, you know, you really can't look up at a snake to save you, an image of a snake, because only God can save. Kind of explains it away, right? What's the point of this snake? And I think that the answer is, for 1,200 years, there wasn't an answer. And the best you could do is explain it away and say, who knows, but it can't be that this bronze snake is saving us. I think sometimes we need to admit that that's the way it is with religion. Sometimes there is no answer. And if we try to make up an answer, well, that doesn't make sense. Maybe this is what it is. Then we're undoubtedly going to get it wrong. And we could make up a story about what the snake means, but until God gives us the real meaning, there's no way we'd figure that one out. No way. And so I think even now, to be faithful to God, we need to admit that sometimes things don't make sense. And to be truly faithful, we need to leave it at that and not accept some other easy answer that seems to explain, but really explains away.